Science hero Rosalind Elsie Franklin by Tiffany from St. Clair. April of 1953. This date is when James Watson, Francis Crick, and Maurice Wilkins discovered the substance of all living things, the structure of DNA. This discovery was not left in their hands only. They had help from a very persistent, intriguing young woman, Rosalind Franklin. Her story, though, does not begin with the controversy over the discovery of DNA. Rosalind Elsie Franklin was born in London, England, on July 25, 1920. She was born into a strict Jewish family that was heavily influenced by her grandfather, Arthur. The time period Rosalind was born into was very strict and harsh on women. Most people did not believe in women achieving academic success, especially important people in Franklin's life, like her father. Her father was strongly against extreme education of women and just wanted Rosalind to be a social worker. But Rosalind was a very persuasive young woman at the age of 15 and was set on being a scientist. Her father eventually gave in and enrolled her at Newnham College, Cambridge, in 1938, where she graduated in 1941. She remained at Cambridge for a year to work before she quit in 1942. For a job at British Coal Utilization Research Association. Beginning work there, she had research on carbon and graphite microstructures. After working there, she moved on to the Laboratoire Central des Services Chimiques de l'État. There is where her controversy began, and also why Rosalind Franklin is my hero. Rosalind worked for John Randall's laboratory. Working there is where Rosalind and Maurice Wilkins met. Randall gave Franklin the DNA project, but no one had worked on it in months. Randall did not even want Franklin to work on the project, but Franklin was up for the challenge, and with the doubt of her peer, Wilkins, she began working on the project. Rosalind was said to have the most beautiful X-ray photos. When Rosalind finally got a clear viewing of DNA under her X-ray, she figured out that DNA had a helical structure and two strands. When Maurice Wilkins found Rosalind's results, he showed it to Watson and Crick. Once Watson seen the picture, he knew the exact reasoning, and his results were published in a Nature article. Watson did use Rosalind's findings as a supporting article, but didn't give her the credit of how he actually solved the puzzle because of her. Even though she was not given the credit she deserved at the time, Rosalind Franklin held her head up and had no hard feelings towards Watson and Crick. She agreed with their results, but stayed cautious about most of the details of their model. She did, however, move on to J.D. Bernal's lab at Birkbeck College, where she studied and did work on the tobacco mosaic virus. She remained friendly with Watson and Crick, and they all spoke often until her death in April of 1958, at the age of 37 from ovarian cancer. She died with a well-known reputation around the world for her beneficiation to the structure of carbon compounds and viruses. Following her death, Watson and Crick made it profusely obvious in public lectures that they couldn't have identified the structure of DNA without her work. Because the Nobel Prize is not awarded to deceased persons, Rosalind Franklin could not be credited for her fundamental role in the discovery of genetic heredity. Although she wasn't cited for credit at the time, it's very clear that she did have an important role in learning the structure of DNA. Rosalind Franklin is my hero. She was an excellent scientist and very determined woman. Rosalind's exactly the kind of motivation that's encouraged me to keep pursuing new and unsolved things about the world today. When things weren't going her way and people doubted her, she continued on. That's exactly the kind of person I want to be. Have a positive attitude and love others, even when they do you wrong. Franklin was a sweet, kind, and incredibly brilliant scientist. I hope that people will understand and believe how important she was and still is to me and everyone else today.